Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. It's a bright and sunny day across Israel, with pleasant temperatures in Jerusalem and Tel Aviv, making it a perfect day to be outside. Meanwhile, Haifa is experiencing mild breezes to add to the charm of the day. Here are today's headlines. First, the United States has struck Iranian targets on the route to Khamenei's funeral. This is from Ynet in earlier reporting. American military officials say they targeted air defenses and missile sites along Iran's coast. Also, the IDF has located the burial site of a soldier killed in 1948. The soldier, PVT Yaakov Zarihan, was part of a convoy to besieged Jerusalem. This comes from JNS earlier today. Also this hour, Knesset Deputy Speaker Nissim Vaturi criticized Naama Lazimi on Kol Barama radio today. He suggested she could run for Hamas leadership. This is reported by Walla. Separately, MK Nissim Vaturi echoed similar sentiments, stating that Lazimi is worse than Hamas. Lazimi responded by accusing him of inviting political violence. This is from Israel Hayom Hebrew reporting. And finally, Jewish and Iranian leaders in Australia have pledged to work closely against the Islamic regime. This comes from the Australian Jewish News from earlier today. Reaction has been swift on social media. Honest Reporting posted just minutes ago that there's curiosity about why the US and Israel weren't invited to Ayatollah Khamenei's funeral. Middle East 24 stated earlier today that Iran's attacks on Gulf nations show its inability to commit to peace. UAE's Anwar Gargash stressed that the region won't stay targets while Iran oscillates between escalation and peace. Open Source Intel, an analyst, posted earlier today condemning US strikes on Iran's southern coast, calling them a violation of the UN Charter. Let's go deeper. Starting with the U.S. strikes on Iran. According to Ynet, the American military targeted critical infrastructure along Iran's coast, including missile and drone sites. These strikes come as tensions rise following recent Iranian actions in the region. The impact on regional stability remains uncertain as diplomatic channels are tested. Turning to the discovery by the IDF, PVT Yaakov Zarihan's burial site was found as part of ongoing efforts to honor soldiers who died in Israel's War of Independence. JNS reports that this discovery brings closure to families and highlights the enduring legacy of those who fought for Israel's founding. Meanwhile, political tensions in Israel are high. Knesset Deputy Speaker Nissim Vaturi's remarks on Naama Lazimi have sparked significant controversy. Walla suggests this could escalate into a wider political debate. The implications for internal politics are significant as the country navigates its complex social fabric. Continuing with MK Nissim Vaturi's comments, Israel Hayom reports that his statements against Lazimi have drawn widespread attention. Lazimi's response highlights fears of political violence and the potential for increased polarization. This underlines the delicate nature of political discourse in Israel. And finally, the meeting between Jewish and Iranian leaders in Australia signals a rare moment of unity. According to the Australian Jewish News, the leaders committed to opposing Iran's regime. This cooperation could influence international perspectives on Iran's role in the region. On the economic front, first, there's a breakthrough in the Slice case. According to Walla Business, investors can now choose how to receive their money after a settlement regarding 850 million shekels vanished 2 years ago. This marks a significant step in financial restitution. Separately, MasterCard is partnering with Israeli fintech Nima, as reported by CTech. This collaboration aims to transform cross-border payments, enhancing real-time transfers to Israel, and reducing reliance on intermediary banks. It represents a shift towards more efficient financial transactions. And finally, MyHeritage is laying off 15% of its workforce due to AI advancements. Israel Hayom Business notes that this move is part of a streamlining process amid technological changes. The layoffs highlight ongoing adjustments within the tech industry. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Thursday. Our next update is at 1 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.